Chicago's very own Bob Surratt starts your day. WGN.
Do you go online for medical information, for health news? You got to be careful when you do that, especially if you have symptoms of something and then you want to see what disease you have. That's problematic. But there are some sources that you can really count on, and one of them is the Cleveland Clinic. I follow Cleveland Clinic on Facebook, I think. And they're really good. And recently they put out a list of the 7 worst snacks that they say your dietitian would never eat. And there were some big surprises on this list. Cleveland Clinic is a non-profit academic medical center. You can really rely on them for some good information. And the Cleveland Clinic dietitians weighed in on the 7 worst snacks for tiding you over between meals that people actually think are healthy for them. And there are some big surprises on this list. Number one, any baked chips. Now, didn't you think that the baked potato chips are better for you than the other chips?
Better.
They're highly processed and often so low in fat that you can consume large quantities without ever feeling full. This can increase blood sugar and cause an insulin surge, promoting fat storage. Here's another one. Rice cakes. Right? You thought that was good? Uh-uh.
What?
You think you can eat a lot of them since they're lower in calories, but rice cakes are often artificially flavored and are really just a carb with little to no nutrition. It's recommended that you eat a small serving of a half cup of brown rice instead. It's much more nutritious and satisfying and has way less calories in the end.
I eat a lot of rice cakes, but I don't eat the flavored ones.
Well, then maybe you're okay.
And
if they're not artificially flavored and you're not having too many of them, I guess.
No, I eat them. I don't eat a ton. I don't sit down and eat 20 of them.
Boy, we were at an Easter brunch Sunday, and the hostess had bowls of jelly beans. I forgot how good those things are. And President Reagan knew what he was talking about with those jelly beans, I'll tell you. I couldn't stop eating them. Number 3 on this list of the 7 worst snacks your dietitian would never eat, according to the Cleveland Clinic. Another big surprise, pretzels. Cleveland Clinic says these little misleaders are a nutrient zero and do nothing but put your insulin and blood sugar on a roller coaster. And this, in turn, makes you more hungry. You thought you were being healthy? Guess not.
I thought with the unsalted ones, you'd be okay.
Well, I don't know. Number 4, of course. Now, this is no surprise. Potato chips. They lack any significant nutritional value. Therefore, they are filled with empty calories, period. They're also high in fat and low in fiber and protein. That is my weakness, my downfall, potato chips. And, you know, I've read studies on this. Part of the appeal there, it's the crunch. We crave the crunch. Number 5, again, you wouldn't think that veggie sticks would be on the list. These are like a wolf in sheep's clothing. People think these heavily processed snacks are healthy because they're made of vegetables, but veggie sticks and straws lack fiber and protein and are practically devoid of nutrients. They may be a bit lower in fat than chips, but why not just eat the real thing? Dip raw bell peppers, carrots, cucumbers, broccoli, and grape tomatoes in hummus, and you'll get lower fat and more nutrients. Number 6, store-bought smoothies. Homemade smoothies can be power-packed with nutrients, but grab-and-go smoothies, even from your best local smoothie shop or grocery store, are often jam-packed with added sugar, often from fruit juice and calories. You can run up 300 to 700 calories with this quick snack, which won't keep you feeling full like a good snack should. Well, at least they list the calorie count now on most of the smoothie menus, don't they? And finally, on the list of the 7 worst snacks from the Cleveland Clinic, and yeah, this is not really a surprise now that my wife has me reading labels more carefully, granola and cereal bars. These are often disguised as healthy candy bars, and can contain large amounts of sugar with very little protein and fiber. Be aware of ingredients and read the nutrient label. So before you eat something that you think is healthy, read the label first and see what you're really getting. The best practice will keep you from eating a whole lot of food void of nutritional benefits and loaded with salt, sugar, and fat. So, some surprises on that list of the worst snacks. I think I'll keep this in my pocket. I need to consult this list from time to time.
Do you like chips other than potato chip? Do you eat corn chips, Doritos, something like that?
No, never been a big corn chip guy, not a Fritos guy. What's that other chip-like thing everybody is crazy about? I've never been big on, like, Doritos or...
Yeah.
What's the snack that turns your fingers yellow? Yeah, the Cheetos. Yeah. I mean, I'm not a Cheetos guy either. I like my potato chips. And by the way, I should tell you my recommendation for potato chips, if I remember. I think the company is called, is it called Dirty Chips? Is that the one I like? Hard to find. Yeah, that's it. Dirty Chips is the company, and if you can find the Maui Onion Dirty Chips, I'm telling you, well, maybe you shouldn't find those because you won't be able to stop. They're really, really good. That's the company, Dirty, right on the label. A lot of places do not have them. I asked one store to get them, and they did, and now they can't keep them in stock. Because they're really good, and I think the company is very charitable too, so I don't mind giving them a free shout out here.